You're busy. A lot of people drawing on your skills more than ever before. Do you think that's partly down to access on the internet, people seeing rooms on different interest sites and thinking, how can I create that in my life? Where's that coming from?
I think there's a lot of information out there about self-improvement and about mindfulness. And I think people are becoming more aware of their homes and what they can do and the art of placement. And when you put objects in, they're very powerful. So I'm just here to sort of reassure and enlighten people, really. And I think that's what's happening. Again, it's through the internet, through a lot of social media. You know, there's a lot of resources available to people. Very easy.
I like the way you got into feng shui. You've got a brilliant story of what happened because you were single and then found love, which you put down to feng shui.
Exactly.
What happened then?
So I was working at Heathrow at the time. I was, as you said, single, and I was sort of looking for romance. And
you were single and ready to mingle.
You were on the prowl.
So I read this article, and in the article it said, if you move your whatever's in your relationship call that's not working, here's what you can do. So I went back, and I was like, oh, okay then.
What's your relationship corner then? How do you know what that is?
That's as you walk into a room.
Yeah.
That's on the right-hand side.
Okay.
Always.
Got a laundry basket in mine.
So you got a bin in yours?
I had a bin.
You had a bin.
You got a bin in yours, Lou, as well.
Well, laundry.
It's a laundry bin.
Yeah.
So what you could do is, that's what I did. I was like, well, no kidding, I haven't got a relationship. I've got a rubbish bin. So I moved it. And I made a list of the qualities that I want to meet in that person. And lo and behold, also I made space. It's actually important as well. I took out a drawer and I took out all the clothes that are in there and I made space. I did a list of all the qualities I want to meet in that person. The usual good sense of humour, but obviously the more important things.
Pilot.
There.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why not? So, yeah, within that, it was so powerful. Had a great relationship, a couple of years.
Soon after making those changes then did you meet your partner?
A couple of weeks.
Really?
And then what was happening is it was so much fun that I started sending all the girls at Heathrow. I was working on Clarins at the time. And they're like, oh my God, what did you do? I said, well, I just did this. And I thought, well, okay.
And moved the bin. And there he was.
So I put a picture in its place of a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what basically is where it started, 1996.
So if that was your first sort of experiment with feng shui, if that hadn't have worked, do you think you would have just not believed it at all? Or was it discovering it and then proving to yourself that it had worked that made you think, yeah, there's something in this?
I think it's a little bit of how powerful we are in our minds. We could create positive things. So let's create some positivity out there.
Feng Shui, am I saying it right? Because we've had this chat before, haven't we?
Yeah.
A break for the traffic and travel and a reclamation. But for you, Feng Shui, it's more than just the positioning of items.
Yes.
For you, it's a belief, like a religious belief. Like someone might be a
philosophy.
A philosophy and a belief.
Yep, because, you know, it's like the law of attraction. Once you've got those reminders that actually know there is money coming in, so you can, anyone could go out to buy a money plant in a garden centre, but once they put that mirror underneath it, then they're symbolising they want to double their income or double the money that's coming in, you know. So let's make some affirmations, let's make some visualisations, you know, let's create abundance within us.
Although that's only good if you're on a reasonable salary, because if you're already on a terrible salary, you're only doubling terrible.
You might win the premium bonzo.
Well, that'd be more than double, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, it's still wealth, isn't it? Still wealth you weren't expecting.
Yeah, I get that, but it's not doubling. It's just it's a finer point, isn't it? But if you're earning a good salary and you double it, that's great. But if someone's listening to this and they earn 11 grand and they double it to 22 grand, they're still, they've only just come out of having benefits.
That's true.
So they might need to think about that before they chuck a mirror under.
Yeah, well, Ali J. Rennie is our guest in the studio. She is an expert in feng shui. We'll chat more the other side of this.
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
Latest on the travel front, here's Kenzie.
Bit of a strange one, Lou. There's delays due to a slow-moving abnormal load under police escort that departed Poolport at 9 a.m, and that's causing delays throughout Dorset. The journey is via Blandford Road, A35 and A351, only reaching speeds of up to 12 miles per hour, apparently. On the M27 westbound, one lane is blocked due to a road traffic incident between Junction 12 Portsmouth and Junction 11 Fareham. Short delays on approach there. The M3 northbound between Junction 4 and Junction 11 is still very congested. The 10 o'clock train from Southampton Central to London Waterloo and the 9:45 from Poole to Weymouth have both been cancelled, and there are delays of up to 10 minutes on the Red Funnel between Southampton and West Cowes due to a technical problem. Travel hotline 0808 100 3900.
BBC.
When he comes in.
Yeah, ask him.
Ali J. Rennie is our special feng shui expert in the studio for the next few minutes. Ali, you can find her online super easy as well, and you can send her questions, have a look at the website and articles about her and all that kind of thing. Ali, give us what do you see a lot when you go into people's homes and you think, oh, if I could change a few things that I see a lot, what are the ones that jump out at you straight away?
So, when I walked into some people's houses, they might have a knife block in a relationship corner, and they could be single. And you think to yourself, maybe that's a bit of a clue. So I would say move the knife block with five or six knives coming out.
You said in the right of the room as you walk out. I just thought in my kitchen, yeah. I've got a knife block in my kitchen on the right-hand side.
Okay.
That would be why, wouldn't it?
I've got a kettle and some chopping boards.
That's all right.
Ah, boom. Thanks.
You're married, so it'd be worrying if...
Well,
it was.
I would think it'd be more likely to have a knife block on the right-hand side. Okay, so the knife block, yeah.
Also, this is a really good money tip. What I did was, this isn't written down, but it's something I did that actually helps the affluence coming in. So under your doormat, put some coins underneath and get yourself a journal. This is the perfect time to write all the things that you want to happen in your life as well. So write down, you know, want more recognition, depending on what career you want, put that picture out there that you actually want to happen in your life. So if you want to be an environment, again, currently situations in hindsight, but there's pictures you can order from a lovely artist called Louise Braithwaite, and that's got picture people in scenes doing things, having fun. If you're in a business where you need to have more people, more clients, you'd have pictures from Mad Lou Publishing,
mm-hmm.
Louise Braithwaite.
Okay, so you have pictures that reflect partly what you're after in life.
Exactly.
I got you.
What are the common mistakes? You mentioned the knife block. Generally speaking, if we're looking at this room that we're in now, this studio, just tell us which corner is which and what is what, and give us a little bit of a summary of what you think we're doing wrong or right in here.
So I definitely have a mirror.
Okay.
And what happens with mirrors is, you need to have your aura, or basically your the height of you within that mirror, rather than actually cut off,
mm-hmm.
kind of your forehead. Because let's face it, your aura is spherical, and if you had a mirror that's square, you'd be looking at the right angle.
Okay.
So if you want to sort of grow, whatever direction you want to go, get yourself a really large mirror.
Mm-hmm. No matter where you put that within the room.
Ideally in the hallway, you could have it in your lounge, avoid them in the bedroom, because it can disturb your sleep,
mm-hmm.
because we all know that, you know, things happen at, you know, night with energy and things. Avoid TVs in the bedroom, avoid computers in the bedroom, because that bedroom's a sanctuary. I really like the island in here, it's mm-hmm. lovely, and it's great that you face each other. That's good communication.
Not always.
It's good communication. We're not afraid of it. So a mirror, mainly, is what we're after in here.
The little plants that you brought in, the money plants, and you talked about having a mirror underneath them. So
yep, so it faces up.
Okay.
So it can double your income. So that's what you're symbolising. So every time you walk past it, you're thinking, great, I can, you know, money's coming in, money's coming in.
All right. So a mirror, money plant. If there was one other thing then that anybody could do that is just going to, you know, do a little bit of an MOT in their house and they can look at and go, all right, I'm going to move that or put that there, what would it be that would make a big difference?
Well, I would clear out as much clutter as you can.
All right. Clutter clearing.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of getting three boxes, the just-in-case box, the one that you think, that's actually going to go straight to the recycling. Mm. And the third one I'm going to keep. So get three boxes, and this is good. You know, everyone's going to be at home for a while, by the sounds of it. That could be something good to do.
All right. Good chance to do a bit of DIY as well and do some decluttering. Ali J. Rennie, you can find her online, Feng Shui expert from Hampshire. Thank you so much for coming in. Really good
to see
you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.